Cultural tourism and what it actually entails. And so with cultural tourism, we were just unpacking the different kinds of tourism that is involved. And I mentioned earlier that in Cape Town, in South Africa, there's so much that we can actually do and be a part of. And in the studio, I'm joined by a very special guest. Her name is Teresa Richardson, and she is the MD of Travel Corporation. And she is here to tell us about the first guided travel itinerary that's tailored for South African Muslims. But she does say it's not only for South African Muslims, it's for everyone, because we're trying to immerse ourselves in other cultures and just to find out what the world has to offer. So Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
And now, Teresa, you have this amazing, you know, guided travel itinerary that has just come up. It's the first one of its kind.
Yes, it is. An inaugural trip for the Muslim-based and Muslim faith passengers.
And it's done through Trafalgar, right?
Yes, it is.
Can you tell us a little bit more about where the idea came about and why specifically faith-based travel for business?
You know, Trafalgar really do offer something very specialized in guided holidays, and what we like to focus on is the personalization, which is very important to us, and we offer immersive type of experiences. So faith-based travel for Trafalgar has been happening for many, many years, but it's based more on the Christian faith. You know, if you think about the Oberammergau trips to the town of Oberammergau in Germany, the days of devotion, you know, through Italy, through Poland, through all those amazing places, we have these faith-based trips. And really, it's not only, again, for Christian travelers or believers. It's really for anyone that wants to learn about another culture.
Mm.
And for years now, we've had, you know, this coming, this Muslim interest coming. And we've had Muslim travelers, many Muslim travelers, traveling with us over the years, but we've never been able to offer them exactly what's important to them. And I think things like halal meals are not always easy to arrange in every stop on every day when you're traveling on a regular trip. You know, it's important to the Muslim travelers that they also have space and facilities provided for their prayer every day. So, you know, for us, we started to think about this, and we coupled with an agency called Tayyib Travel, with Ridwan Ardenser, who is very big into Muslim faith travel in Cape Town, actually, and in South Africa. So Ridwan actually came to us and started speaking to us about this, and, you know, we've got this massive, you know, Muslim community in South Africa, particularly in Cape Town.
Mm.
Why don't we do something that's really tailored and specialized, that will really give the Islamic travelers an opportunity to do something around more the heritage and the Ottoman sort of era. And of course, when we started to talk about Turkey, there's no better destination than Turkey.
That is true.
To take people to a country like Turkey, it is so diverse. And, you know, if you just look at the itinerary that we put together, both Rudenborn and Trafalgar put this itinerary together, it offers you so much more than any other regular type of holiday could have offered you in Turkey.
Mm.
So I really think that once you've been on a trip like this and you've discovered the Islamic faith, you know, and all those beautiful Islamic heritage sites and all the places that we've included, you never have to go back to Turkey again, because it really is a very detailed itinerary.
Mm. Teresa, how important is it, do you think, for us as travelers or as South Africans to kind of learn about other cultures?
Yeah, I think particularly in South Africa, I mean, if you think of us being known as the Rainbow Nation,
mm.
and you really only think of that as a divide between, you know, white and black and African mm. and English and Afrikaans. Well, you know, hello, what about the Muslims in the country? There's so many. And
mm.
I think it's wonderful that people have this opportunity to get to know in a way like this, that you can go on a holiday and actually travel with a whole group of Muslims or non-Muslims or people that are interested in learning about the Muslim heritage. It's a fantastic way to get to know each other.
Mm. And so the first trip kicks off in June.
Yes.
For 2 weeks.
We've planned it very carefully around the Ramadan holiday. So it's after Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves on the 19th of June.
Mm-hmm.
So it's during school holidays. So for people that are still planning to do something really special during the June holidays, here's an opportunity for you. And the trip basically is in and out of Istanbul. But we cover, as I say, so many different places in Turkey. We are going to be taking you to Istanbul with all the sites. I mean, if you can just imagine how many sites there are in Istanbul alone, we include so many of them. We include them, the itinerary basically continues to Bursa, to Kusadasi, Pamukkale, Antalya, Konya, Cappadocia, Ankara, and many, many, many key attractions are included in that. And when I say, you know, Trafalgar really offers you something that is just takes you a level deeper than what you would normally see in any case. But on this trip, we've included what we call our Be My Guest experience.
Okay.
On every trip with Trafalgar, you'll have a Be My Guest experience. But it just so happens that this one, because the, you know, the nature of the trip is, you know, about Muslim travel, we're actually taking them to a beautiful Muslim village in the Taurus Mountains, where they'll get to interact with a Yazir community, and they'll actually get to sit around a table, have a beautiful halal meal, and actually learn about their culture and their heritage. And that is so personal.
You know, it really is.
That an individual traveler can just pop off over to Turkey and arrange themselves.
That's very true.
And if they did, it would never be the same experience. So here you are in this beautiful Muslim little village, and you're sitting around a table basically with your group of Muslim travelers from South Africa, America, Canada, wherever they're from, and you're getting to learn about their traditions. And I think that's really something very special.
That's important. That's something you kind of take with you forever. And I mean, it you respect, you know, the next culture because of that certain experience.
Absolutely. And we found over the years, you know, Trafalgar pioneered the Be My Guest experiences, and it's our 10th year anniversary since we did the very first one in Italy. And why we love them so much is because when our passengers come back from their trips, the one thing they always mention is how amazing their Be My Guest experience was. So for us, it's something that we continue to offer our guests as a very special and unique offering.
Amazing. And how can we be a part of this, Teresa? I mean, you know, is there an age limit? Can we book in groups? Or how does the booking process kind of work?
Yeah, this really, the type of trip that this is, will really welcome anyone. As I say, whether you're Muslim or just interested in finding out more about the culture of the Islamic culture, etc., you're welcome to join as an individual, because you know you'll have so many people around you. You can you're welcome as a family as well, and we take children from 5 years and up. So it's great as a family holiday. We find that many multi-generation families join us, you know, the grandparents and the parents and the children. So it's just a wonderful way to enjoy a holiday, where for once you're not going and having to plan everything. Every detail is taken care of by us. It's all already planned. All of these sites that we're taking you to, I mean, if you were to travel on your own as an individual, you would spend a lot of your day, every day, queuing up, waiting to buy tickets to get in, and that can waste a lot of your time. And what Trafalgar do so well is we have arranged VIP entrances to every single site that they're going to, so they won't have to queue at all, and that just, you know, saves a lot of stress, because people don't generally enjoy standing in a queue. And I know the last time I was in Turkey in Istanbul at the Topkapi Palace, it was pouring with rain, and thank heavens we already had our VIP entry, so we really didn't get very wet. But the poor people that were standing there, I mean, you stand in those queues for hours, were drenched by the time they got into Topkapi Palace. So it's just a small example of how inconvenient it can be when you have to, you know, stand in queues. And with Trafalgar, as I say, you never have to do that on this itinerary at all.
And so just to break down the itinerary, so all the accommodation is sorted, meals included, or was it just breakfast?
It's 13 nights and 14 days, and it's all in 4 and 5 star hotel accommodation. So the accommodation is really, really good. We include breakfast every day. And of course, again, we have catered for halal. Every meal you have on this trip is catered for halal. We have 11 dinners and then 2 lunches. And then that includes that signature meal that I mentioned about, the Be My Guest meal. Then other than that, we also like to have a bit of a balance of a little bit of time on your own. So where there's not a meal included or lunch, you always have an opportunity to go out
to go and explore.
But, you know, there's so much included in this itinerary that we've included for halal. We've made provision for stops at, you know, appropriate places for halal meals as well.
It sounds incredible. And how can we, you know, is there a website where we can kind of view what each kind of trip entails, or where can we find more details?
So you can send your inquiries to this email address. It's groups.inquiries@ttc.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call our office in Johannesburg on 011-280-8440. And they will then send you the detailed itinerary. It really is an expansive itinerary, and you'll want to read every bit of it because it is so exciting. As I say, our very first departure is on the 19th of June.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 weeks, and it's a brilliant opportunity for South Africans to really get on board and take this opportunity. It's our very first trip for Muslims.
Mm.
You don't need a visa, so you don't
have to. I was about to ask about that.
Well, actually you do, but you just get it online or when you arrive. So it's not a problem. It's not one of those visas.
The stressful ones. Yes.
You know, have a million different documents to get it. So it's very easy for South Africans. The price is set at 29,000 Rand per person. So you don't have to worry about the price changing up until the time you leave. We fix the price.
Mm-hmm.
And that is for the land arrangements, that 29,000 Rand. When you book, we'll book your air for you. And so, you know, we're busy negotiating different airfares at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But we've chatted to Turkish Airlines already. And they've given us a very good fee of around 10,700 Rand. So that would be added to the trip. But other than that, basically everything's included. So it's
which makes life easy because you've planned the whole trip and everyone just come along and just enjoy it.
Enjoy it, have fun. That's what we're all about, is really making sure that you have a fantastic time when you travel with us.
That sounds very interesting. Are you on social media, or where can we find you if people want to connect with you?
Absolutely. Please connect with us on our Facebook, which is facebook.com. You can visit our website on trafalgar.com, or on Twitter, Trafalgar Talk, Instagram, Trafalgar Travel. So, you know, we're out there. You'll see our social posts. But please, you know, join us. Go to our website and, you know, make sure you sign in for our newsletter as well, because you'll be hearing a lot more about Muslim travel. We have got a couple of other trips that we're working on to Italy and Spain for later this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of plans in place for, you know, around Muslim travel.
Sounds amazing. Teresa, thank you so much for coming into studio to chat with us today.
You're very welcome.
That was Teresa Richardson, who's the MD of Travel Corporation. And she was basically here to tell us about the first guided travel tour, which is basically for South African Muslim travelers. And if you aren't a Muslim, don't worry, it's also for you. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling really tempted to head over to Turkey. I'm thinking about all that food, all those wonderful colors, and just to immerse myself in the culture. So if you want to know more about that, you can hop onto all their social media pages and their website as well. And also you can just maybe drop us a message and we'll give you all further details so that you can connect with Trafalgar and Teresa, of course. For now, it's 13:21 on the clock. I'm going to play you an old school track. Here's Sipho Hotsticks, Burnout.